Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just take turns introducing yourself and your role with the show. I guess Tristan, you start.
Hi, my name is Tristan Troyer. I am the theater director here at CD Hilton High School in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hello, I'm Victoria Gentilini, and I play Donna in the Hilton High School Mamma Mia production.
Hi, I'm Jan Nishimba. I play Pepper in the Hilton High School Mamma Mia production.
Great. And could I just real quick, because I'm going to write an article with it too, can I just have the spellings of your two names, the actors?
Yes. So my last name starts with a G, E, N, T, I, L, I, N, I.
My first name is spelled YAN, and then my last name is NSHIMBA.
Okay, great, great. And this is CD Hilton High School in Woodbridge, Virginia. So I love being able to highlight, these local, cool local art stories. All right. So before we get into, the actual musical Mamma Mia itself, Tristan, why don't you sort of big picture it for me and explain how, it hasn't Hilton High School, you haven't done a full scale musical in like almost a decade or two, right? So
Yeah.
why is that?
So essentially, I am a second year teacher in Prince William County. A little background on me, I actually went to school in Prince William County. I graduated from Osborne Park High School in 2016,
Okay.
where I did theater. And I started last year, and when I started here, I was like, holy moly. There is no theater department, right? They were a blue ribbon school, meaning that we are ranked very high in choir and band and orchestra, but there was no theater. So there was a club. I decided to become the sponsor of that club, and they hadn't done any type of production in 17 years. So last year we did a very small, like, one act show, and that went well. And then we fundraised a lot because the theater at Hilton is not funded by the school directly. We raise all of our own funds.
Okay.
And then in the fall we did S.E. Hinton's The Outsiders, which was a lot. And
Big
then
gold pony boy.
yeah, definitely. And then we competed in VHSL sports for theater this year. And then now we're doing Mamma Mia, which we haven't done a full scale musical in 17 years.
So you're just to clarify, so you said that you've been staging a couple adaptation, plays and things, but this will be the first musical
Yes.
in
Yes.
14 years. Okay, cool. And what, and just so I have it for my details here and for the article, what was the last production that you did, 14 years ago or whatever? Do you know?
The last production was Anything Goes.
Anything Goes. Okay, a little Cole Porter. Okay, so that would have been 16 years ago?
Yes, 16.
Okay, cool. And you haven't had a theater a complete theater program for 14 years.
Yes.
Okay, great, great. All right. Well, thanks for sort of the big picture. Let's bring in the cast a little bit here. So I don't know which one wants to go first, maybe Victoria, but were you familiar with Mamma Mia? Had you seen either, the jukebox musical on stage or maybe even the movie version?
I wasn't really familiar with the movie nor the musical, but I've heard of the song, so I know something about it. But since I am in it, I did get to watch the movie, so that was actually really cool. And so I took some of that inspiration and kind of put it into the musical.
So you knew the ABBA songs just because they're played, just from life,
Yeah.
just from life in general. But
Yeah.
then you went back and revisited the movie once you got cast in the show. Gotcha.
Yes.
Well, tell me, for both you, and your co-star here, who plays Pepper, tell me about sort of the audition process. So you're going to school, and you know, like we were saying with Tristan, that you haven't really had a theater program in a while. So how'd you hear about it? Was it like on a bulletin board? Was there like a poster, and you said this might be fun, or you know, how'd you decide to try out?
Well, for me, I was previously already in the like club, so I was already in the Outsiders. So it was kind of a familiar process, but this one was like a bigger production, so I was a lot more nervous, like picking the monologue and then having to practice the song. I'm not sure about Young though. Why don't you?
So yeah, I was also already in the Outsiders, and then there's like another place. I was like, okay, of course I got to try out. And I think for me, I already knew what monologue I wanted to do, right? And that was fun to do. And the singing part, I was really nervous about it. So I think that showed during the audition process, but I still enjoyed it.
Awesome. And wait, real quick, I have to know, who did you each play in The Outsiders?
So I played Sandy, Soda Pop's girlfriend.
And I played 2-Bit, which is kind of like the funny big brother to everybody.
Oh yeah, old 2-Bit, and then
Dally
and Darian, and I just remember all of them. Cool. Well, remind us and the basic premise of Mamma Mia. I mean, I'm sure most people have seen it in some form of the movie or something, but you know, just so I have it for the radio, a soundbite. You know, one of you describe you know the general premise of Mamma Mia.
Okay, so the general premise is Sophie, Donna's daughter, invites her 3 dads to her wedding without the mother knowing. So it's pretty much the crazy, like, twists and turns of the story and kind of, like, lost love connections coming back into the frame. So it's just, like, a crazy ride with a lot of emotions between mother, daughter, lost love, you know, kind of like that.
And also, like, 'cause what Donna finds out that, like, the fathers are there, so it's also like a secret thing where like Sophie's keeping the secret from her mom that like her dads are there, but also her mom is kind of keeping the secret that her dads are there.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Secrets.
Well, cool. And like we mentioned, so yeah, that's the general plot, but then like we mentioned, of course it's a jukebox musical of all the great you know, the pop songs from ABBA. List some of your favorites that your cast there gets to sing. Like, are there certain songs that, you know, I guess you're still in rehearsals. I guess you haven't actually performed it from a crowd yet, but just, you know, even when you're rehearsing it, that are just so much fun to do.
So I really like Mamma Mia. And then I really enjoy Lay All Your Love on Me, especially with the choreography, because we'll be in the back, like doing what Sky does to like Sophie. 'Cause it's like pretty, it's a really interesting kind of choreography. So I enjoy Lay All Your Love on Me and Mamma Mia.
I think anybody that's part of the cast knows I love Dancing Queen with all my heart. Yeah. I'll be here because, and I'll be in the back, like when they're singing, I'm just there, like, you know, singing along with it.
Just in the back going, you can dance.
I'm really off key though. So.
It's all right. You're having the time of your life.
Hey.
But yeah, I mean, Waterloo, there's so many big ones. How about you, Tristan? Is there one, you know, as the director of it, that's the sort of the most fun to do in terms of trying to choreograph the number?
I think for me, the one that I like the most, because it's sort of different from all of them, is Slipping Through My Fingers. It just shows the connection between, you know, a mother and a daughter, and it's very pulls on the heartstrings.
Gotcha. That's the Donna and Sophie one. Awesome. Well, cool. And then also for the director here, Tristan, what do we see? Like, so we talked about all the songs because it's a musical, but what are we seeing visually in terms of the sets or the costumes? And I know we're a radio station, so try to paint a visual with your words here. People listening in the car, imagining it in their heads. What are we going to see?
You are going to see, you are being transported to the island of Santorini, essentially. We've got I would say a 50-foot set about, with 8-foot walls. You're gonna see blue, those blue shutters, a bar. It is very, you feel like you're stepping into a tropical paradise almost. And of course, we're going to have bright, bright, glittery disco suits and disco balls and feather boas, and you just feel you feel very much like you're stepping right into the movie.
I love it. And of course it was, in addition to the movie, of course, like we mentioned, it was a, Broadway show and Tony nominated for Best Musical and a bunch of others back in, I think, like 2002. Had you, Tristan, had you seen it on Broadway, or you was your frame of reference more of the movie?
So I saw it on Broadway every year when I was in high school. Our high school would take a field trip up to New York City.
Oh, cool.
So I saw it in, oh Lord, probably 2014.
Nice.
And then, yeah, I mean, I grew up with the movie, but I love Mamma Mia and I love ABBA. Oh Lord.
That's great. I'm sure your students, your cast has had to hear you sing a number or two behind.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
When Sophie is not here, I am Sophie. I played Tanya. So they all know.
I love it. And Tristan, just logistically, like going from a, like you're saying, like the theater space, like in a school that you hadn't really done theater programs in a while, has there been any challenges with that, or has the school been supportive? Or I just want to know sort of logistically how it works, within the auditorium or whatever.
So it's definitely a change, just because each school in Prince William County has a different stage layout. So this is definitely an older style stage, so that's been very hard, as well as I have no storage. So it's just essentially finding new ways to do things and MacGyver it.
I love it. So lots of duct tape.
Lots of duct tape, lots of duct tape.
Love it. Well, I guess final seconds, bring the actors back in one more time. Go Bulldogs, I guess I should say, first of all. Yeah, I mean, what makes your C.D. Hilton Senior High a special place to put on shows? Is either your classmates or the community, the students, the teachers, whatever, faculty, like, why is it a special place to try to, do the arts?
Well, I definitely think it's because of how diverse our school is. So there's so many people with different backgrounds, but we all have something in common, which is the arts. So that's one thing. And the admin is so supportive. Like, we'll give them posters and they'll post it in their classrooms. Like, they're really supportive of this musical. And I think that's just so, like, nice to see that the adults in our school do really care about what we're doing.
Yeah, I would say same thing. Like, we're really like diverse, and then I think it's also like it's like when you approach someone about drama at first, they're a little weary, but then like when they get into it, like they really get into it. Like they're like, oh my God, like like they really seem to love drama. Like me personally, like when I was first approached to the drama club, I was kind of like, but I also just really love it, and I love the community, and everybody here is. We all support each other. We're all kind to each other. And then just, yeah, also like the rest of the school supports it as well. Like, you see like the people making the posters and things like that. So I think that's cool because, it's people who have nothing to do with drama, but they still make the posters and stuff like that.
Man, that's awesome. Congrats on, getting it off the ground. And when I guess we should tell let's t close by telling everyone when how they can get tickets, and when you actually launch. When does it premiere?
So you can either get tickets in person at the door with cash, or you can do ticketspicket.com and just type in C.D. Hilton High School and you'll see Mamma Mia. General admission tickets are going to be $15, and the show opens and runs March 14th, March 15th, and March 16th at
Okay.
7
7, you said?
Yep.
Each night, 7 p.m. Okay, so only 3 days to see it then, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yep.
Great. This is fun. I think it'll be a good, you know, feel good, you know, local success story. I love it. So thanks for reaching out with it. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Break 10,000 legs.
Thank you.
But not really. All right, no. See ya.